evaluate the information. A big challenge in the process of critical thinking is how to evaluate information. We have already looked at some steps in evaluating information with the process of logic. In this module, we will delve deeper into evaluation. The best critical thinkers are those people, as Winston Churchill noted, who are capable of gleaning through information that may be unclear or conflicting, making assumptions. As we mentioned in the previous module, self-awareness is a starting point from which we begin to think critically. We base our decisions on assumptions we make about objects or things. Assumptions are the arguments, but the distinguishing feature of an assumption is that it is a statement in which no proof or evidence is provided. Assumptions can be either verbally stated or mentally held unstated. In most cases, they are unstated. Watch out for the bias. As we learned in the section on logic, confirmation bias can influence the inferences we draw. Bias is not something we can completely eliminate. However, when thinking critically, we need to watch out for confirmation bias. We should ensure that we don't allow our preconceived opinions to influence the way we evaluate data to the degree that we use the data to confirm what we already believe. We can use objectivity to oppose bias. Ask clarifying questions. As we addressed in an earlier section, asking the right questions is important. Equally important is to ask clarifying questions when making decisions. Clarifying questions are thought-provoking questions and help the thinker acquire more information. Question types can be either generic or specific. With clarifying questions, you can expect other questions to arise out of the answers you receive, so be prepared for those. SWOT analysis. SWOT analysis is also called strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. We use this type of analysis to be more objective thinkers. SWOT allows us to think cleanly and clearly and from a logical point of view. It is very helpful in most business and marketing situations. Strengths and weaknesses are regarded as internal factors, while opportunities and threats are regarded as external factors. Strengths and weaknesses: situation inside the company or organization, the internal environment. Examples: pricing, products, cost, or performance. Factors tend to be in the present. Opportunities and threats: situation outside of the company or organization, the external environment. Example: markets, sectors, audience, or trends. Factors tend to be in the future. Case study: your department has really worked hard over the past 18 months. Your boss wants to implement an employee recognition program spanning a 12-month period. He wants some form of recognition to take place every month and at the end of the year when your department has its annual team meeting. He wants a trophy awarded to one outstanding employee and a plaque awarded to the department that performed the best. How will your employee recognition team go about implementing this challenge? What responsibilities and timeline will you follow? What is an assumption? A statement in which no proof or evidence is provided. A fact. A state of evidence. The proofs made to assert a claim.